This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Malika's arrest has major consequences. Davi's clapback was amazing, and Judge Wilson is going off the rail. Stay tuned for more Good Trouble.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
We are back with some Good Trouble. We've been patiently and impatiently waiting for this moment for 3.5 months.
Gosh, it's been that long.
Well, probably like more like 2, but it feels like it's been 3.5 months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hey, After Buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to Good Trouble After Show. No, I am not Dakota T. Jones. I'm your host, Shade Jones. But I could not do this without my amazing co-host to my left. This girl is amazing. She always brings you the news and the gossip. Miss Lauren Hubbard.
Hi, guys. What's up?
And I am your host again, Shade Jones. I have been rocking you guys with you guys since season one, and I'm so happy to be back. Because we have 7 episodes to kill, and I'm not, like, after this episode, I was not prepared.
No, not at all.
So, guys, again, we're going to be talking about Malika's arrest and those major consequences that she's now facing. We're also going to talk about how the fact that Judge Wilson, something tragic happened to Judge Wilson, and he is a little bit slowly losing his mind. We're going to talk about it, though. It's okay. And then we also have to talk about Davi's amazing, incredible music video clapback that I think... I just got so much life, I don't even know what to do with myself. And of course, we have our special segment of Have You Been Good or Trouble? And then we have our new segment, of course. So, overall, of this, we just jump back into the world.
Right.
Where we left off, which I actually love. I love that we didn't, like, we weren't left guessing. Like, it like, started exactly where it ended. So, what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
Oh my gosh, it was so much to take in. We got to see each character again, which I was very happy to see. Overall, I was pleased. It left me hanging. It left me wanting more. So I was very happy with this Welcome Back to Season 2 episode.
I know, basically. We were not prepared.
No.
There are some things that happened in this episode overall that... I loved it as a whole, but now I'm left with so many questions. Like, Bradley, you did your job. Thank you so much. But I have so many questions I don't even know what to do with myself.
Well, let's answer some of them.
Okay, so we're going to talk about, obviously, opening with Malika and Judge Wilson at his banquet dinner, reception, whatever you want to call it, and her, obviously, live streaming. And then also we have the cops or the security telling, you know, the Black Lives Matter people that we're gonna give you 5 minutes. I think you maybe gave them a minute and a half.
Barely.
That wasn't even five. Like, that was like actually counting to five.
But I mean, if you were in her position knowing that you have a restraining order against you and you've already destroyed his office, would you have stayed or would you have left?
Technically, she didn't destroy his office.
Yes, she did. Don't you remember? She went in there and like flipped the desk and threw everything.
That wasn't his office, but yes. See, if I'm going to destroy somebody's actual possessions, I actually would go to your office. I wouldn't just do it outside your office. But I digress. You were correct. Yes. Okay, so this is where my mind is lost on Malika. You, one, have a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, granted, you did not know that this was Judge Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you record from the back so you're not seen? You better zoom in on that live stream.
Yeah, I was, I felt a little, I wasn't too sure about that either because she's already in a dangerous position. And we don't even know if she got the job or not. Like, we never figured out, you know, if she got that new position she applied for. So I feel like in that position, maybe, yeah, she could have found another way to record, handed the phone off to somebody, like, look, I got a restraining order. I cannot be here.
Well, I wouldn't, like, in the crowd I am, I won't say I have a restraining order, but can you just return my phone after?
Exactly.
I mean, like, I feel like there is something else she could have done, obviously. And then Ben even tried. We saw Ben again. Hello. Hey, Ben. Hi, Ken. You're awesome. You came back and you said that, you know, you tried to help her.
He
tried
to
actually help her. He even...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Texted Callie at the end to just be like, you need to go, your friend's in trouble.
Right.
Assist.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. Malika just keeps putting herself in these positions. And yes, she's trying to do the right thing, but it's like, at what point, like, if you're locked up behind jail, you know, if you're getting arrested, then what good are you to really anyone else?
And at what cost? When do you feel that it's worth it?
Yeah.
Like, when does it stop being worth it to you to protect your own life, your mm-hmm. own self? Because granted, like, nobody's ever going to stop saying that Jamal's life mattered, but your life matters too, and you can't protect somebody, you can't fight for somebody else if you're locked up. It's not how it works.
And he said she could face up to a year too.
Jamie said when they came over
right of the mic. So So, yeah, I'm just kind of like, you know, I like Malika and I get what she stands for. But at the same time, it's like, you can't really just forget about yourself.
Yeah, let's forget about, you never can forget about yourself. Fun things are happening, guys. I wish you could see. for those who are listening just right now, like, things are just happening in the studio. But I definitely agree with you, especially when it comes to this case. We keep saying you have a restraining order. And then you're supposed to meet your boyfriend's family tonight.
Mm.
So let's get to Isaac real quick, because that's like another big part of Malika's storyline.
Right.
You committed to meeting your man's family for the first time, his dad's birthday.
His birthday.
It wasn't even like it was like a Sunday dinner or like a non-special event. It was his birthday. And I came to take you and your brother.
He even invited the brother.
He invited the brother because, like, what I loved, like he said in the holiday episode, I have two families now. Right. Like, you are also my family now. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing you into that. So, I just can't get over the choice of this now, especially when they have their own conversation. He's like, I want you to make me feel that you put us in front of everything, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's shown it.
He has. He has shown up for Malika time after time. So at this point, Isaac's just like, can you at least show up for me? And I completely agree with him. Yes, this was a very important, you know, thing that you had to do for the group and everything. But at the same time, you also made a commitment to your boyfriend,
yes,
who has supported you numerous times, despite the fact that he said he did not agree with it. He still supported you.
I gave your dad money.
She doesn't know about that. But yes, you know, he helped the dad out. He's even been with you for your brother when you were going with stuff with your brother. And you didn't even make his father's birthday. I was like, dang, girl.
Like, I think he even missed his father's birthday.
It kind of looked like it, right?
It seems like at this point, he's like, you also made me miss my own father's birthday.
Looking for you, making sure you're actually not in trouble.
And okay, and he has a valid point. I am actually not mad at his points when it comes to Malika. And this is something after, like, dealing with Isaac and now getting arrested, that's something she really has to deal with. No one's saying your activism doesn't matter. No one's saying you don't have to also make it a priority. But you also have to, at some point, show up for me like I show up for you.
Mm. Yes, 50-50. Because right now it kind of feels like Isaac is giving
70-30.
70-30. Maybe even 80-20, really. Because we've never seen her even ask him, how are you doing today? It's always him consoling her.
I feel like this is an actual milestone for Malika to work on herself, because she says she does care about Isaac. She does want to make him priority. I don't think she has learned how to do that, though, because she's also been very independent up until this point of actually being in a fully functioning, healthy relationship. Let's be real clear. I feel like she's been in a relationship, but they have not been to the benefit of her. So she's so used to doing things by herself. And even though she has a man who has shown up multiple times for her without fail, I think for her, I don't think she still trusts it.
Well, I don't know what more he can do. He's proven himself time after time.
True. But also, and then she's also, I feel like, in a way, dealing with her own guilt towards her mother, even though she says she's grieved for her mother long before she died. And you probably did. Mm. But that because you knew she was still here. Like, it's a whole different ballgame when you actually know that she's not here any longer. Mm. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. And she's probably still trying to sort everything out with her father, too.
And try to bring him and Dom together. So she's taking a lot more responsibility on herself than she should.
Right.
Like, you can't make two grown men come together unless they want to. At the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm gonna be real honest about that. Like, you can't make two grown men with their own... Especially two black men. Let's be real clear. Two black men. One who has done bad in the past and wants to do better. And one who resents you for not being a part of his life. But you also haven't heard his side of the story, so you're only going on your side of the story, which isn't terrible, but that also means you need to hear the other side.
Yes, that is true. Well, there is something I want to tell to the viewers really quick.
Go ahead.
Thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. We appreciate your support so much. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us 5-star. If you're watching us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, like, subscribe, leave a comment. If you're in the chat, go ahead and comment in the comments below because the chat does go away. So just keep supporting, keep watching. We are here every Wednesday night.
Speaking of the chat, we do have FlyChick86 in the building and Jose Medina, who also actually commented to our 80-20 conversation. He said it was more like 90-10, actually.
Oh, wow.
With the crying emoji, laugh crying emoji.
That's like nothing. That's terrible.
That's a very bad ratio, Malika. I'm so sorry to say. I really do hope she learns from this. I mean, obviously,
as long as she didn't mess with Dennis, you know.
I mean, true. I mean, that's a whole. We'll get to. That's a whole conversation for the end of this. Because Lord, I can't believe my eyes. Like, I just really can't. So obviously, Callie confronts Judge Wilson in favor of Malika. Trying to see if she can mend it. Like, so she doesn't have to spend up to a year in jail. But he's very unrelenting. He's like, why should I give her a second chance? I gave her the first chance. Why should I continue to be harassed? I mean, those are fair points, and you actually agreed.
I agreed. Yeah, I feel like he did put a restraining on her, yes, but he didn't press charges against her. You know, he didn't want to see her locked up. So at the end of the day, he kind of did her a favor, but at the same time, you know, like, don't come near me. The restraining order might have been a little bit too much. But at the end of the day, you know, he was like, look, I'm not trying to ruin your life, but just stay away from mine. So when she didn't leave, I was just kind of like, girl, you're really pushing it.
I that actually is a fair assessment of how that is. However, he got some very shocking and disturbing news. Obviously, while we were watching, I was calling it.
She called it.
It was just like nobody body just goes complete shutdown mode unless something like tragic. So I had to like actually do like 50-50 in my head. Like, can't be really his wife. I'm assuming it has to be Tate.
Why not his wife?
Because she happy. I don't know. Like, I feel like the only way to make like a tragedy that responds, I'm assuming it had to be Tate because of his past addiction and all the things that
he was having a heart attack. Like, I literally thought he was having a heart attack.
After the phone call, or you didn't see the phone call?
I mean, kind of like during it, like, I didn't necessarily see him answer the phone. I just saw him ring, ring, pick up, and then I just thought, oh, heart attack. But,
for no reason.
You know, he got his blood pressure up by, you know, arguing. He got a little...
I know he went kind of hardcore, and my way out, I don't want to be like, Judge, wish don't switch the messenger. I'm just trying to be peaceful here.
Exactly.
And then obviously, Callie helps him go to Tate's former apartment, and he literally immediately wants to have someone to blame.
Right. 100%.
He wants to have somebody blame for his son's death. But then obviously we see his own flashback up to his last moments with Tate, and half of that is mostly his own grief of the last conversation I had with my son, is me telling him I was ashamed of him.
Yeah, they both said some harsh words. They were both really ashamed of each other. Yeah, it was kind of a shame how he tried to use his authority, like, check the fingerprints to see who sold him those drugs. Like, at the end of the day, whoever did sell them, you know, whether, I don't know if they were laced, it could be have been. We don't know what the drugs were, but just the fact that he took the drugs and whether he overdosed or not, like, that was kind of on him. That's not necessarily a drug dealer's fault. So I was just like, you know, this especially will be when interesting.
He
mixed it with
alcohol. He had like all two different types of Patron in the.
He had like beer.
He had multiple options.
Yeah, and then he just told his dad he was sober. So clearly, at some point,
after our conversation with each other.
You know, but we don't even know if he was sober when he was talking to his dad.
I don't believe he was sober.
I was going to say, I don't know if he was really
sober.
Your eyes
are a little bloodshot for me. There's no way right now you're sober.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can say you're sober, but I don't believe you're sober.
Exactly. And then he's like, you know, get a job. You know, sobriety is not your career. Actually be a man and get a job.
Which is, I mean.
It's a fair point.
It's a fair point. It truly is. The good part of becoming sober is the fact that you got sober. But now that you're sober, you have to keep your mind idle. I mean, you have to keep your mind busy doing something, because otherwise you will slide back. You will relapse. That legit is how it works. If you're not working towards something, mm-hmm. it's so easy to fall back into past things you've done that made your life easier, even though weren't good for you.
Yeah, exactly. So that, I mean, that's tough though, to lose someone. And obviously, you don't really know when something like that's going to happen, but to have that deep of an argument and have that much hatred kind of come out, and anger, I would say, maybe not hatred, but anger come out, and then you find out you've lost a loved one. It's, oh gosh, that just was terrible, because then Callie kind of related a little bit by saying she had an argument with her mom. So I was just like, wow, this is kind of tough.
I mean, especially, you never know what you say to somebody if that's going to be the last time you see them.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you didn't mean what you said, even though I legit think that both Judge Wilson and Tate meant every single last word they said to each other.
They definitely meant it.
I don't think that's how he wanted his last memory of his son to be.
Oh, of course not.
Like, whatsoever. Definitely not. But I also agree with you. I don't like the fact that you tried to float your authority and you want to blame somebody. Won't matter if you get the drug dealer or not. It will never bring Tate back.
It won't.
It won't bring him back. And all this anger and hatred and guilt you're feeling, deal with it. Like, yeah. Sir, don't try
it's
to...
It's guilt. It's exactly what you said. It's guilt.
Don't try to put it off on something else, because in the long run, it won't make you feel better.
No.
Then you're just going to ruin somebody else's life.
Exactly. He's just going to continue to ruin people's life by using his authority, and he's going to be miserable, and it's going to eat him up inside, and then... Who knows what's going to happen to him?
I hate to say this, though, but from based on his actions of how he's reacting to things,
mm-hmm.
this is truly just who Judge Wilson is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I mean, obviously, it was a slow process to, like, to actually get the truth revealed in character, like, in the sense of where the show was going.
Mm-hmm.
But this is truly who you are. When you don't want to actually deal with your feelings or deal with your emotions, you react harshly. And without, like, just sometimes cruelty in that sense, because you feel like that's what gives you your control back.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that he even let Callie in a little bit and let him, you know, let Callie drive him to the apartment and then even stay there kind of for the questioning of his friend, the girl next door. I don't know who she is to him. But I was kind of surprised he let her stay through that whole time, because I thought he was still pissed, but...
I think because Callie, he does actually like Callie. That's also the thing. He actually, like, if Callie could have been his daughter, he would have loved it. Really, truly. Like,
well, not if he saw her on The Fosters, but yeah.
We're not going to go there with you today.
I binge-watched The Fosters, you guys. So I, like, during this 2.5 month break, I totally dove into The Fosters. And it
five
was,
seasons worth.
Oh my gosh, it was so much emotion, so much drama. But anyways, go. I understand why the characters are the way they are. And it helped me, like, so much. But anyways.
Especially because Jude came back.
Jude did come back.
Because Jamie called him. That's what I call a great boyfriend in that sense.
Yes!
Like, I don't know, not because he couldn't be there for Callie. He knew that she needed a sibling. If it couldn't be Mariana...
It had to be the next person.
It had to be, you know, her little brother, who suffered the same thing she did.
Yeah, I thought that was beautiful. I said Team Jamie, you know? But anyways.
Okay.
No, but
I'm not, like, continue.
Anyways, I did also agree with you. The fact that he knew to reach out to Jude, it was just like such a beautiful moment because she needed him to lean on. And it wasn't like, oh, you can't talk to me and you can't open up to me. It was just like, you went through a lot yourself with losing a parent and, you know, dealing with the background she dealt with, going to jail, dealing with all the craziness in her household. So she needed someone who understood her. And it was nice to see Jude make a little pop-up.
And not keep quoting, like ethics people. I'm sorry. Like, every other word out of his mouth in the Christmas episode was just an ethics.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I'm like, I didn't. Why?
He was not like that on The Fosters. I don't know what he was going through. But
he needed, like, philosophical, whatever.
He was normal in this one.
But I love the fact that Callie was just like, never do drugs. Don't do it. You don't know what they're laced with. Like, that's I think that's a PSA for everybody in life.
Yes.
Don't do drugs. You never know what's in them. And they literally don't do anything more than ruin your life. You might think for a while they're making you happy, more functional, but slowly it kills you.
I actually wrote that down. Like, I loved how the writers threw that in for Callie. It wasn't like a, listen up, kids, don't do drugs. It was like having an actual moment where she was able to educate the viewers, but make it to where it was, you know, like she was telling her brother, look, you don't know what this could be laced with, no matter who it's from, no matter where you get it. You know, obviously, some people are going to partake in some things. Make sure you know where you're getting your stuff from. Like, don't
that's
just
something like if you like you go into a bar and trying to get a drink. No, yeah, no, where your drink came from. Okay?
Watch them pour it. Yeah, drinks too. Watch them pour it. Don't leave your stuff down. It is a crazy world. People will drug you, lace your stuff. Be careful, please. I loved that. I love that Callie threw that in there.
And then obviously her relationship with Mariana is not great. What it's just not great whatsoever.
Oh my God.
Ever. They are, well, mostly it's more Mariana just attacking and trying to
lash out because of her own issues.
Obviously, and because of her own issue, and because she feels that Callie abandoned her. But in reality, you haven't had my back for months. Like, ma'am, what do you want from me?
Write the secret group message and the coterie, like, talking about Callie. And then even Emma said in there, I never felt like she belonged here. I was like,
Kelly, first of all.
Oh, Kelly,
I would have been slapped, Kelly. Kelly, I love Kelly as a character, but I would have been slapped you a while ago, especially when she
was reading the hush. Yeah, before we're not gonna get into that.
Let me finish Mariana's like storyline real quick, right? Because obviously we have the fixer, quote unquote, that came to speculate and is shaking everything up. And I legit don't believe she's there for the best intentions.
I don't either.
I think she's legit there to drive a wedge in everything.
You think so? I don't know if she's there to drive a wedge, but I definitely think she's there to lay people off.
Lay people off also, but also if She says she's here to empower the women, the pay gap, but you're also trying to figure out who did it. Like, those are good questions, though. If you're here for that, but then why does it feel like your ulterior motive is also to
fire whoever
did
it? Right.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like she has to know whoever released the Excel spreadsheet of everyone's pay has to be a woman. Like, why would a man release it? You know what I mean? Or it has to be someone of minority. So I think, like, yeah, she's trying to fire someone. And I don't agree with her tactics. I think she should push that aside. Like, forget about that right now and then get to the bottom of, like, the real reason why they do it. Yeah. Like, make sure the women get their pay increase. Make sure everyone's treated fairly. Do the little HR training, whatever. But I think she's focused too much on who released it. And, yeah, I really don't know if the girls are going to have Mariana's back.
Oh, no, definitely. I think definitely some of them Claire. Will.
Yeah.
Some of them will, but Claire was very just much like, I had to make a decision. Like,
if I have time to text you, if there's time to talk to you. You know how she kept saying that? I was like,
okay, so I put you on my team, on my app that I created, and now you think you can actually take over now? You can actually make executive decisions on an app that you at first didn't want anything to do with?
But you know what I do like, but could also be a trap, is how you call her the fixer. She actually told her, you know,
you get to choose.
Yeah, it's still your app. You get to choose, but she screwed up by
putting
Raj in charge.
I mean, I understand why she chose Raj.
I completely understand, like, too. But...
However, I would have picked Casey.
Okay, that's a good choice.
I would have actually picked Casey if I had to choose. Mm-hmm. At least, even though Casey doesn't always agree with me, we do have the same ideals of what.
And she knows what to, yes. She knows it needs to get done.
Yes,
I agree with that part.
And she's been a leader before.
She has. And I just don't understand why she would pick a man to be a captain of the woman's team that she created. Like, how much more could you stab yourself in the back? And then I feel like everyone is gonna kind of. The girls who did know that she was dating him, they're going to kind of think, oh, are they actually still dating? Remember they were keeping it hush-hush? Yeah. Now they're going to be like, why would she choose him? So it's going to raise a few questions.
But, I mean, we have to get to one of the bigger parts of this episode, Javia's storyline, because then we're going to get to Kelly, because Kelly, she just burst out everybody. She's just telling everything. I didn't know Jeff was married. First of all, why you... on Jeff's Instagram will be my first question.
Right?
That's a legit first question for you, Miss Kelly. And then second of all, you know, you brought it to my attention, so now I have to have this, his wife that I've known for years, though, call me a fat bitch on social media. And then obviously, never read the comments. Like, that's just something you just don't do, or you should like, restrain yourself, because it only most likely will make you miserable. Yeah. But then she also snapped at Dennis.
Because he was trying to
defend her. But they also just need to have a communications problem. They just really do. They both need to sit down and talk. Just let the feelings out.
They're stubborn.
Very, very, very stubborn. Like, you both deserve happiness. Let's just leave it at that. But I love the fact that, first of all, they're playing a Lizzo soulmate.
Yes.
Because that puts a girl in a mood.
I love Lizzo.
That mood was lit. And she went to Gael and she asked him to help her create a clapback music video. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what you call me. I don't, like, and Davia's in that bikini. I'm like, yes, queen.
the fur coat was for me what set it off. I was like, yes, you put on what I call the stripper heels, because they were definitely higher than, like, the normal 4-inch heels. She had her stripper heels on, and she had that fur coat. I was like, yes, once you put the fur coat on, you're not playing. You know what I mean? So I loved it, too. And there was even a cute part where she was, like, move out the way or something, did a little booty push.
As the train came by.
I was like, I see what y'all did there. I loved it, yeah.
I thought it was completely amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we have Javia's conversation with Gael about her... like, understanding the differences of what she understand what she did was wrong.
Right.
Morally, it was wrong. However, you calling me a fat bitch is not morally right or wrong. It's just you being vindictive for no reason. And there's no, first of all, what does me being fat have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Like, just because your man was sleeping with me, what is, like, obviously.
Your man liked it.
Right, pretty
you
much.
You know what I mean?
Like, your man liked me while I'm big and curvy. So what was wrong with you that you weren't big and curvy?
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk on that point.
But you know what I'm saying, basically.
I did like how she pointed out the fact, like, you know, yes, what I did was wrong. I completely know for that. But she was like, she shouldn't fat shame me, because that's not going to change anything. Yeah. And it took her so long to accept herself. She was like, I'm not going to let anyone do that to me, because I was talking so negatively about myself before. I'm not going to let anyone else do it. And I completely agree. Like,
yes.
So what if she's bigger than you? So what? You know, I mean, she definitely shouldn't have slept with your man. But that's the first thing you're going to go for? Just call her homewrecker, you know?
I mean, pretty much. Basically kind of what she is. Don't use my other attributes as an excuse.
Right.
For why my home broke up.
Exactly. I mean, but if we were in that position, who knows what would happen? I'd be calling all kind of names, honestly.
I wouldn't call you a fat bitch. I'd be like, this bitch. Like, there really is no reason for me to attack somebody's weight, whatever.
Yeah, you it's not just weight. It's appearance. I feel like people
just gonna
do
that all
the time.
You're just a bitch who slept with a man. That's legit all you're going to be. I'm not going to even try to give you any other titles. You legit are that. And then we're done.
I would go more after the man anyways. Like, you did this. Like, yeah, she was wrong, but you did this to us.
And I also think that's a mistake most women make. You always attack the females that are going, actually going for your man.
Exactly.
That's what I don't like whatsoever. I don't appreciate. It's not the woman's fault. Well, I mean, technically, it's half her fault. However, but it is your man. This is your spouse. This is the person you put vows on. You said to death do us part on. So if he broke this vow,
It's on him.
It's on him. It's not on me. It's not on her. It's on him.
Yeah.
Because he broke up this happy house.
She definitely played a huge part in it. But yes, I agree. It was his responsibility to cut it out and say stop it.
Or just never do it in the first place.
Yeah, never do it in the first place. Yes, 100%.
So that's where I stand. But then also she... Davia helped Gael find his love of his art again. He quit Speculate. So I don't know what's going to happen in that.
You were there said, chunk the deuces. I put in my 2 weeks.
And then we have Miss Alice getting advice from Davia on what to do because she is now in a quadruple something that of square that makes no sense. Well, she put herself into the mix of so one me. Night not confessing like, to Joey. Not confessing to Joey that Lindsay kissed her. One, point. Let's talk about that real quick. Two, Sumi fighting with Lindsay in her little loft.
Sumi was still there. I didn't even know she was
still there. And then three, cock blocking Sumi's attempt to get Lindsay's number. I need to know, Alice, what are you doing, man?
Alice, you are going down a road of destruction. Like, you know, you should have took Davia's advice and been like, you know what, y'all to be happy together or just not get in it. I don't know.
Just don't get involved.
Don't get involved.
Like, if Somi shows up to Sacramento, it was meant to be, okay?
Exactly. Now you just done ruined everything and, oh, I'm scared for what's going to happen for her.
I'm scared for Dennis at this point because, obviously, Davia went to his room, I think, to maybe confess some things, hopefully, finally, because we've been waiting on this forever. Malika opens the door with the bra
with
on.
With no shirt on, you guys.
Technically, Dennis's pants are still on, so hey.
His shirt was off, too.
His shirt was... They were both drunk. They, like, Malika went to Dennis and got super drunk, banging, screaming out the frustrations of life.
But you live down the hall. There's no excuse, like, I fell asleep at your apartment. You live literally down the hall. Like, you...
Depends if I was too drunk to get
stairs.
Up.
It's not even, like, let me go up the stairs. It's literally down the hall, y'all. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no. I've been drunk and was able to call an Uber. You know, I said I was drunk and was able to call the Uber. So I know she could have walked down the hall. But you know what? I really, really hope Malika did not sleep with Dennis.
I pray to God she did not make that mistake. I'm sorry because that also will, like, you're not getting back with Isaac because you legit will have to confess this now. I got drunk and I was stupid and there's no more you and Isaac.
No more you and Isaac. The entire coterie is going to be messed up. Like, someone's going to have to move out. It's going to be a lot of hatred in the house. Yeah. I just, for everyone's sake, I'm hoping she did not do it.
I pray. That's all I have to say. And guys, so we have to get in the quick, have you been good or trouble before we go? So the question of today, oh yes, the music.
Magical.
I love it because it is a magic time. So basically, have you been good or trouble works? I give you a question based on the episode that we saw, and me and Lauren are going to tell you what we think, if it was good or trouble for the character. So today's question is, Alice basically cock-blocking Sumi from getting with Lindsay. Is that going to be good or trouble for her relationship not only with Joey, but also with Lindsay, her professional relationship with Lindsay?
Okay, which one are we doing first?
I think it's all one at this point.
Well, like, then...
And if we're going to encompass it because we only got a little time.
Okay.
So, one, two, trouble.
trouble, duh.
Yeah, like, no, seriously. Like, there is no way this cannot be anything but trouble for Alice. Because you pulling some moves that you should not be pulling, sweetie.
If Joey finds out, she's going to be pissed because she'll be like, why do you care if they get together? Do you still have feelings for either, like, Sumi, or are you starting to grow feelings for Lindsay? And then two, Lindsay's going to find out and think, oh, she's jealous. She might like me. And then start hitting on you even more.
Which is true because basically her basically telling you her plan of what she was going to do. Lindsay legit set her plan to exact form. You think I'm just inviting you to my hotel room so I can steal you from Joy who broke up me and my relationship. Oh, I don't want you to think that. But I don't want you to think that. You say it twice. I know you're lying.
I was just like, girl, please don't be that naive. But clearly.
I mean, we got to find out. We have 6 more episodes, and I cannot wait to... I don't know what I'm going to do till 18. We're going to find out. And Miss Lauren has some news for you guys.
Do I? Okay, well, I'll keep it really short because we don't have a lot of time. Basically, yeah, it's actually Sherry Cola. So Miss Alice herself, great way to end. She actually spoke with a magazine saying that since she is diving more into her comedian side, she would love to show and shine more a light of the Asian community and stand-up comedy. So hopefully we'll get to see a little bit more of that in the season moving forward because she does... you know, we focus on a lot of other topics dealing with minorities. So she definitely wants to shine a light on the Asian community.
Hey, guys, we're going to get to some quick predictions before we get out of here.
And now, your After Buzz TV
predictions. Ms. Lauren, you want to start us off?
Sure. Oh, my goodness. So many things happen. Okay, I don't think Malik is going to go to jail simply because Judge Wilson has so many other things to focus on. But I feel like something else might happen to where she's going to have some stuff to deal with. Could be the whole Dennis situation. And I think that Claire is going to make some trouble for Mariana.
Oh, no. She definitely coming for that life. My predictions, definitely, I agree. Actually, Malika will get off. I do agree with you that I don't think she will get arrested, but I do think hopefully this actually makes her figure out what her priorities needs to be at this point in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do this. You can't keep doing this, sweetie. Mm-hmm. You're gonna miss out on a great man.
Yes.
Because of this.
Yes, she
will.
And
there are very few and far between in L.A. Let's be real clear.
Black ones, at least.
I mean, facts. And I also think that Alice telling Sumi that, you know, Lindsay has a girlfriend will bite her in the behind very quickly.
Yes, it will.
So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. You guys are amazing in the chat. FlyChick86. Hey, Logan Knight, I see you. And I cannot wait to get into this Good Trouble season with you guys. Miss Lauren, you want to tell the people where they can find you on all social media platforms?
Yes, you can find me on social media at Lauren the Truth.
And you guys can find me at Real Shea Jones on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm doing Disney News Weekly on Popcorn Talk.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.